And we continue as part of Quicksland this morning, and Elizabeth Avery has joined us. She is the Vice President of Youth Services at Burrell Behavioral Health in Springfield, and we want to talk about a number of things, and of course our main focus is going to be on the school-based service department. And Elizabeth, tell us a little bit about that. What is the involvement with the schools, a lot of them throughout the state?
Yeah, absolutely. So Burrell launched a school-based department last year. We had partnered with several schools throughout the state informally, but we decided to really ramp up those partnerships. So over the course of the last year, we partnered with 27 districts throughout the state of Missouri and provided behavioral health services to around 1,500 youth.
So how valuable are those services? Because we talk about the mental health needs. I mean, this is a growing need all across the country and specifically in schools, isn't it?
It absolutely is. First and foremost, for the direct services that we're providing to youth, we've tracked outcome data over the course of this last year. And we found that 73% of the youth that we served had a decrease in anxiety. We had almost three-fourths of them also had an increase in functionality. So we're just seeing that overall, when we provide these types of behavioral health services on site for students, that they are able to attend school and be more effective.
All right, you bring up a real good point there. From a physical standpoint, how does the program work in the districts you're involved in?
Yeah, so we embed providers in the schools. They're really there on pretty much a full-time basis. We hire both therapists who have a master's degree and are clinically licensed that are going to be working on therapeutic needs with the students. And then we hire what are called school-based support specialists who focus more on skills training and helping students gain the skills that they need in order to function or to improve that functionality at the school that they can also translate into the home and the community.
So a lot of these folks are really, like you mentioned, in the school, and they see kids, whether in their office or they see them in the home. There's a lot of interaction there, and that's got to be pretty important.
It is important, and we really layer that with additional support for school faculty. So while we are providing direct services to students, we were also training faculty in school mental health-related topics. So last school year alone, we trained over 4,200 school faculty. In topics like trauma-informed strategies, suicide prevention, general mental health and wellness topics for both students and themselves. And as we do that, our impact is even further than the 1,500 students that we provided direct services for.
Did you ever think this program would grow as rapidly as it has?
I did, actually, because the need is there. And we know that when we think outside the box and partner with schools in this way, that the sky is really the limit. And that's what we've seen happen. And we anticipate seeing this next school year as we continue to partner with more schools.
You mentioned a key word there, I think, partnership. And that's really what it is, isn't it?
It is, and it's shifting from traditional mentality of if you need behavioral health services, you have to come to a mental health clinic. And we know that that's not always feasible, whether that be because of barriers such as having a full-time job or financial barriers or even the stigma associated with mental health and wellness. By integrating into the schools and by having that level of an innovative partnership, we're creating access points all over the state of Missouri. And we're making that access to care so much easier for the people within communities.
So, Elizabeth, how does this work in a school setting? If a student wants to get seen, how does that actually work?
Typically, they're talking with their school counselors, and the school counselors are then sending over referrals or coordinating with Burrell as a provider. We have 27 districts that we partnered with last year, and we anticipate doubling that this next year. And an easy way to even just inquire about, is this something available in my school? We have an email address that's schoolbasedinfo@burrellcenter.com. And really, then we can help community members or schools understand where they're at in partnering with Burrell.
I know you're in a number of school districts in the area we serve, which is essentially north of Interstate 70. If parents are wondering, hey, can my child be seen or get some services, is contacting you the best way to go, or should they probably go through their counselors at school first?
It can really be either or. We have great working relationships with the schools, and even if we haven't partnered with them, we are more than willing to reach out and say, hey, we have community members that are maybe interested in what this partnership looks like. That schoolbasedinfo@burrellcenter.com is a great place. School counselors are a great place to start as well.
Are you starting to understand and realize, too, that schools are understanding and realizing the value of these mental health services?
Oh, absolutely. Without a doubt. And as we continue to look at outcome data and make that more public and we talk about the great things that are happening, I think that's going to happen even more and more. Just the fact that we've partnered with 27 districts in a year is reflective of the communities recognizing that this is valuable and our students need to address their mental health in order to function in school the way that we want them to.
All right. And I know parents may be saying, well, do I have any input into whether my child is seen or not? And parents are heavily involved in this, aren't they?
Absolutely. They're involved every step of the way. So schools don't even refer to Burrell without parents being involved in that process. And then parents are the first point of contact for Burrell as well.
Elizabeth, let's get down to some of the nitty gritty here, too. What are some of the mental health challenges that kids are facing these days?
With the 1,500 students that we served, we saw that we had about 50% of them with disruptive behavior disorders. We're also seeing a high percentage of those with depressive and anxiety-related disorders. And that's just a couple of the topics. Also, we know that trauma is very pervasive. And research shows us that 67% of our kids are exposed to trauma. And so with that trauma can come a slew of other things that they need to work through, including those depressive and anxiety symptoms. And so those are just some of the things that we're seeing.
School and home life and all that put together, it can be pretty stressful on a youngster, can it?
It absolutely can be. And even when we look at the anxiety piece, schools and students who have a lot of just internalized anxiety about having high expectations or wanting to do well, it's not always traditional. It's even those who are functioning really well in school, maybe getting good grades, may have some pretty intense anxiety associated with that. And so we're seeing it really at all levels and at all ages.
So how are you contacting these other schools? You mentioned you may want to double the amount this year. How do you get a hold of them, or do they contact you? How does that work?
It's both. As we've continued to expand, we've had a lot of schools who have called us in interest, but we've also done a lot of outreach to schools within our counties. We serve 17 counties throughout Missouri, and we do a lot of contact to them saying, hey, we really want to pursue this partnership in order to open access care to your student body.
And I heard one time, and I bet you can figure out where this came from, that we really need to treat mental health and the importance of it like someone's physical health. And that's important for people to realize, isn't it?
It is, and that's research-driven. We know from the CDC that trauma and our health and wellness, our mental health and wellness impacts our whole person health, including physical health. So those things are very interrelated, and we take care of one when we take care of the other.
Elizabeth, I got to ask you, how rewarding is what you're doing, especially when you get to recite some of the numbers that you passed along earlier about how effective these services really are?
It's incredibly rewarding and very humbling to be a part of what is happening at Burrell and specifically this department, seeing these types of data outcomes and knowing that we're just getting started. This is just year one of this department being in existence, and we anticipate continuing to push forward and do even more for our communities. And probably the most humbling part is the spirit and the mentality that we're encountering when working with schools. Our schools are so open and receptive and saying we want to do whatever we can to support our students.
All right. Again, Elizabeth, if folks want some more information, what's the best thing for them to do?
Best thing to do is to talk with your school counselor, or you can email us at schoolbasedinfo@burrellcenter.com.
All right, Elizabeth, thanks so much for being with us today. Appreciate it, and we look forward to talking to you again sometime soon.
Thank you very much.
All right, Elizabeth Avery, the Vice President of the Youth Services with Burrell Behavioral Health. She's joined us today as part of Quicksland this morning.